morning. I'm back in the building. It's 2024. We are here. We got so much to talk about, so much to think about. How are you attacking 2024? What are you doing differently? What have you done differently? Right now, do things for you look the same way they did last year? Just going into the year, because the year's just started, so I know you can't really detail the entire year now. However, there are certain things that you can look at, certain people, certain environments. Does everything look the same? Or in that fourth quarter, as you were transitioning into the new year, were you moving things around to create sort of this new environment for yourself? An environment that's more positive, that's more constructive, right? That's really geared toward the drive that you may have, hopefully, or that you are in the process of establishing to get you to where it is that you want to go, to become who you want to become, to be where you want to be in life, not just in life, you know, just overall. It's crazy. So last year on my workouts, right, I would go, you know, Monday through Friday, or I would go like Monday, Tuesday, take Wednesday off, go Thursday, Friday. And so, I always made sure I got minimum 4 days. The thing is I wanted something different. I wanted something different. And I knew that in order for me to experience that, in order for me to feel that, I had to do something different. So that's what I did. I decided to make that change. It's kind of like you have to do that across the board. You kind of have to do that across the board. You got to do that in every aspect of your life when you want to change something. A long time ago, I worked for Mercedes-Benz. I was a lot younger. It was a great opportunity for me. I remember one of the first discussions was with one of the leaders, and he was just kind of like, every man defines crazy for themselves. How do you define crazy? He's like, I'm not talking about the Webster Dictionary version of crazy. That's easy for you to explain. In life and in this profession, how would you explain it? And so he explained to me that for him, it was doing the same thing, expecting something different. Now, mind you, I'm young and new to the profession. The reason he told me that was he was preferencing his own story. You know, he lost his job and here he is at home and he's got 3 kids. He's not really contributing. You know, he went into depression and, you know, he just sort of gave up on life and he was on the couch. He told me about how there was one period where he was like in the dumps, like he wasn't showering and he was sitting on the couch and watching TV. And he would do that every day. Just sit, watch TV. Like he had literally given up. You know, his wife, she was doing everything she could to support him. She wasn't tearing him down or whatever. She was doing everything to support him. And so he just kind of watched his wife working and taking care of the kids and coming home and doing all these different things, cooking dinner and just all kinds of stuff to kind of, you know, keep things in line while he, you know, sort of went through this thing. And he started listening to a motivational speaker. And as he's listening to this motivational speaker, he said there were different things that he would pick up. As I listened to him, I realized that everything that he pointed out had to do with personal accountability. And I know I'm slowly building up to this, but I'm going somewhere. He started to reflect upon what he had, who he was, what he had done, and how he had gotten to where he was, and how he responded to it. He pointed the finger at himself that entire time. This motivational speaker convinced him that there was nothing outside of himself that led him or landed him in the position that he was in. And there was nothing outside of himself that would take him away from that, that would pull him out of this place that he finds himself in, that he feels like he can't get out of. He's in the dumps. But he remains in the dumps because it's his butt sitting on the couch. There's nobody holding his shoulders down. There are no chains that are attached to him. He doesn't have any weights on his lap that's making it difficult for him to stand, for him to rise up, and for him to become who it is that he wants to become. And so he made a conscious decision that he didn't want to be on the couch anymore. He told me that he got up and he did something that he hadn't done in a long time. He went and looked in the mirror, and he said when he looked in the mirror, he didn't even recognize himself. And in that moment, he just bursted into tears. And he said that he was tired of being tired. He didn't realize how deep in the dumps he was. And in that moment, he realized, I've given up. I've given up on my life. I've given up on my wife. I've given up on my kids. What example am I setting for them this entire time? Now, mind you, I want you to really understand, 2 years he was going through this. They had lost so much. He told me at one point he had decided that he was going to check out. And the only reason that he didn't was because he saw his kids running and playing around him. But the thing is, to his kids, he had just kind of became like this fixture on the couch, less than dad. I can't even imagine that. But for him, that's how far he was in the dumps. Where am I going with this story? He told me that he wanted something different, but he was not doing anything different. Hence the reason for his definition of crazy. He was doing the same thing, but expecting every day for something to save him, for something to change. And it would never change, but it wouldn't change because he wouldn't act. He wouldn't do anything. He would just sit. But it wasn't until he looked in the mirror and realized, holy cow, I don't even recognize myself. I don't even know you. Who are you? How did you get to this place? He still had a bunch of talent inside of him. He still had a bunch of potential inside of him. That guy that he was once before, that guy had met his match. He had to toughen up. He had to step into a much higher level of personal accountability in order for him to strengthen himself, his mind, his heart, to improve upon his talents, to get better, to optimize himself for the quality of life that was sitting over there on the shelf waiting on him to come pick it up, for him to strap on that armor and for him to become who it was that he was eventually going to become. But it took him making the decision to do something different so that he can get something different, so that the reward at the end of this journey would be exactly who he wanted to be. It would take him to where he wanted to be. He would have the things, all of the things that he wanted. Fast forward, he decided to get off the couch. He decided to pick up that razor and shave this crazy gnarly beard he said he'd grown. He decided to get a haircut. He decided to bathe. But as he's telling me the story, I'm thinking, like, where are we going with? Like, I get it. This is your story, but where are we going with this? He realized that I was young. He realized that I was aspiring to become something. Listen, in your life, you've done so many things to get you to all these different places. And that is great. But guess what? You're in a new lane now. Now that you're in a new lane, right? Now that you are broadening your horizons, now that you are deciding to, you know, step into this place, if you're going to go that route, you got to understand what you did to get to that point. It's not going to help you here. Here, you've got to do things differently. So what are some of the things that he did? He told me that he started reading like crazy. He said because this is the thing that's crazy. All of these great people historically that have done amazing things in life, a lot of them, they put their journey into books, right? Their experiences, how they were able to develop themselves, how they were able to grow mentally, how they were able to achieve this enormous success in these different areas of life and business and family and all of that. So it's there in print. Oftentimes, either you don't know that it's there, you don't care that it's there, but you don't read it. And so you're missing out on an opportunity to fast forward in life, because instead of you going out and experiencing all of these things, you can experience it in reading. You can learn it. You can understand it. And you can apply the things to life. So he said he read and he read and he read. Right. Some of the greatest leaders of not just his time. And at that point, it would have been some of that would have been my time, too. But even before, some of those leaders who had really changed and altered the culture and industry and the impact that they had. So those people, he spent a lot of time reading and studying the moves that they were making, the decisions that they were making, the industries that they were going into, even if they didn't have a foot in the industry, how they were able to go and kick the door in, become massive successes in those industries. What they did, how they did it. Individuals who had gone through similar situations as his, where they were in the dumps, they were depressed, they had gone through so much, they had given up on life, how they were able to pull themselves out of it. What are some of the thought patterns that they have had? What were some of the behaviors that they exemplified? What are some of the things that they took on? Maybe who was it that they studied? How did they emulate that person? And what was it that they applied to their lives that enabled them to make this move so that they could get out of the dumps, grow, become better, have a huge impact on their family, leave a legacy? So he started doing that stuff. And he was telling me, Ty, who do you emulate? Who do you study? What do you read? And at the time, I had no answer for that. It was tough. I had to figure that one out for myself, you know. So then he said, okay, you have a circle of individuals that you are around. What impact do they have on your life? What influence do they have on your life? Do you influence them? They influence you? And are you all on the same trajectory? Or are you doing what you did last year, the year before that, and the year before that? Are you all elevating? Are you all climbing? Are you all climbing together? Or is somebody pulling somebody else behind? Is their weight weighing you down, preventing you from climbing that ladder and getting to where it is that you want to be? Because if you don't let them go, you will forever stay down there with them. So he goes through this list of all these different things to consider. Now, he's speaking from the standpoint of experience. He's not speaking from the standpoint of someone who didn't endure it. See, it's very different when you talk to someone that has the scars, the wounds, the bruises, someone who's still nursing wounds from going through this stuff. It's different when you talk to them because it is so real. You can see it. You can hear it in the tone of their voice, every crack in their voice, every little slight squeal that happens. The tone when it raises, the cadence in their voice, everything, you can hear it, you can feel it. Now, all of this is coming from a genuine, very positive, very enthusiastic, energetic, very heartfelt place. It is real. It is more real than anything that I could have been doing on the job in that moment. It was the biggest lesson that I had ever had, because I had never in my life had any. Listen, out of all the coaches that I've had, and I've had some great coaches, and out of all the mentors that I've had, and I've had some great mentors, in that moment, having a discussion with someone who had been on the dark side of life, he was in the dumps. His demons were so powerful. They became so powerful. He allowed them to. They became so powerful that they had him shackled to the couch. Absolutely shackled. Hearing it come from him, it left an impression on me. Like to this day, I still have moments where I will reflect on that conversation. And I sometimes can literally quote things that he said verbatim. Probably the most powerful, impactful conversation that I had ever had in my life. It moved me. And to the point where I realized that, okay, I'm working for this company. You know, I had admired a lot of the decision making, a lot of the innovation, just all types of different things. So to be there, it was like a dream come true, kind of. And so what I realized, though, was my reasons for being there did not tie to my goals in life were. And so, like, I wanted to be there, not because, oh, it's Mercedes-Benz. Like, I was the innovation, the technology and things like that. Like, I was really impressed. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's why I'm saying that. I was supposed to be there, because if I was not there in that moment, I would have never had that conversation. I would have never had Sam enlighten me, take me down this road where he taught me man, in college, in high school, in life, at home, everywhere. I had the most powerful lesson that I had ever learned in that moment, in that conversation. It ultimately led to me leaving Mercedes and going on another journey. However, I stay close to what Sam taught me. Another thing, he brought this up. How often do you spend time on yourself, developing yourself. Because see, when you went to school, that's that system of indoctrination is very, like, it's very systematic. You know what I'm saying? The formula is consistent. If you were to look inside of a time capsule at the educational system many, many years ago, if you go back into, to those days, but you were to look at the classroom setting in those days and you look at the classroom setting today, there's not much difference, right? The teachers may change the way their walls look or whatever, or maybe the cabinets look different and stuff, or maybe they've got TVs or monitors or whatever, you know, because technology. But at the same time, the system is the system. However, I think that in terms of the difficulty in the classrooms, you know, I actually think it may have decreased in some areas, not in all, because there are some schools where the students are being challenged. You have to look at the proficiencies and things like that to find out where those schools lie in terms of their proficiencies. You know, ideally, you want that student to be at a school where the proficiencies are high and the students are being challenged and stuff like that. But anyway, if you were to look at it, it's the same. So now that as you get older and you come up out of that system, do you stop the development process? Or do you spend time searching and hunting courses, seminars, where you can grow, where you can be in an environment where you can network with individuals who are like-minded, who are there for the same reason, who may have exposure to things that you don't have exposure to, or who may have experienced things that you haven't experienced, but you can share, you can network, you can grow in that manner too. So that's an opportunity. And so he put that on my plate too. Like, what are you doing to develop? Are you reading? Are you attending seminars? Are you going to classes? Are you looking at certifications that can add value to you as a professional or as a person? What are you doing? How are you caring for yourself? I see you working out. I see you in shape. That's cool. What about the rest of you? Are you investing? How are you investing? It is imperative that you step back, take a look at things differently, that you do a deep dive into your life, into your surroundings, into your decision making. It is imperative. Listen, I'm not sitting here telling you that life for me is just, it is just glory. It's glorified. Everywhere I go, I got this halo around me and, you know, the clouds, they just separate and the sun comes out everywhere I go. I'm not telling you that. I go through ups and downs like everybody. I have those rocky moments and stuff like everybody. I do. I'm not above reproach here. Every day is a day where I have to examine decisions that I've made. Every day I have to contemplate the decisions I'm going to make. Paying attention to who is in my circle, who I go around, who I'm giving my time to. Last year, I gave my time to so many people. It's one thing to be a person who you want to help people, but here's the deal. When helping people puts you in a position where you are now taken from yourself, in the end, there's no reciprocity or there's no return on that investment in time. I'm not talking about necessarily from a financial standpoint. You want to see the fruits of your labor. So in other words, if you're giving your time to someone in order to help them improve their business, improve their life, their quality of life, or whatever, ultimately what you want to see is you want to see that happen. When you don't see that happen, it's like, so why did I just spend this entire month altering my life to help you get here for you to now go and be put back in the same situation? So what happened here? In those situations, you really got to step back and say, okay, am I really doing that person justice? Because in essence, I've made life for them easy and I've made it easier for them to put themselves in that position. You might be thinking, well, how did you do that? Okay. If they have to struggle through it, educate themselves, find a way, figure it out, ultimately they're learning. Failure is not always a bad thing. Failure can be a positive thing, especially when you fail forward and you learn. And you grow and you quickly bounce back and you get up on your horse and you take off and start riding again. You might fall again and that's okay. Fall. Get up, get back on the horse and you keep riding and you keep riding and you keep riding. If you fall, you get back up. When you have those folks that keep falling and instead of getting back up, what they want is they want you to get on your hands and knees so they can climb on your back for them to get up on the horse instead of them climbing up there and getting up there themselves. How long will you be the stepping stool for someone else? You've got to step out on your own. You've got to walk away from that situation because you're not meant to be a stepping stool. If you allow yourself to be that, then there's no one else that you can blame but yourself. So then I've got to take a step back and I've got to do some thinking and change some things. And that's what we do. That's what you got to do. For 2024, here's what I'm going to say. If you haven't already, reflect upon the decisions that you've made in the past year. In 2023, reflect upon the people and assess them. And you can do it in private, right? It's not about going out and announcing it and verbalizing it. Assess those people who are in your circle. What is their contribution to your circle been? What impact or influence have they had on your life and vice versa? What impact or influence have you had on theirs? Because see, love is 50-50. So you can't just keep taking and not giving, but that also works for them. You can't let them keep taking and they don't give either. When you think about those people who always say, well, where have you been? You haven't been around. All right, cool. Where have you been? Because you haven't been around either. Look at everything. Because when you deplete yourself of everything that you have for others, what left do you have for yourself? What left do you have for your loved ones? Reflect upon your 2023. 2024, we're already in the door. We can't go back to 2023 and change anything anymore. But what we can do is for 2024, we can grow some more. I know I'm rhyming. It's fun. I have to do it. But we can grow. We can make better decisions. We can create a better circle. And we can cut it down. Every decision that you make can be strategic. It is possible. You know, it's not about just asking the question. It's about asking the right question. It's not about having relationships. It's about establishing strategic relationships. Mutually beneficial relationships for business. And that happens. It doesn't mean that you don't have friendships and things like that. You do. However, there are some relationships that need to be cohesive. They need to be collaborative. They need to be strategic specifically for business. And that understanding needs to be made. And you can have those. You can make those. And both people or the group needs to understand that. So anyway, reflect upon your 2023. How have you come into 2024? And if right now you realize, dang, I'm a bit behind the needle. Okay, cool. Get on your stuff. Get going right now. Don't waste any time. Don't. You can't get it back. It's the most valuable thing you have. Don't waste time on emotions. Don't waste time on worried about how people are going to feel or who's going to think this or who's going to think that. Don't think about that because we're adding value to one another's life. However, in the end, the decisions that you make, you own them 100%. Are you making the best decisions for yourself? Like really? Are you really reflecting up on the decisions that you're making, contemplating the decisions that you're making, thinking through things, thinking through the ripple effects of the decisions that you're going to be making or that you will or anticipate making? Are you critically thinking through the decisions? If you're not, start today. So, hey, I'm TP. I got to get going. Thanks for taking the time to be with me. 2024 is here, baby. We out of here.